This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on 670 The Score.
Dan, what's going wrong on the offensive side for Chicago?
One, pass game concepts that make absolutely no sense. Two, a lack of timing from the quarterback to receivers. Three, the quarterback still chasing the big ball. Number one, the pass game concepts that make no sense, okay? We start with a bunch concept up here, three guys, and then a single receiver. Now, you're going to watch, and I want everyone, I'm going to freeze this for everybody to see what the life with the quarterback is, okay? As I freeze this, you have one, two, three, four pass catchers for the Chicago Bears. Realistically, in what, a 6-yard by 6-yard box, there's no way that I can make any type of decision as a quarterback on who is open and who's covered. The Cardinals actually have more guys at the party than I do. This is a bad pass game concept.
It stinks. It stinks. It stinks.
Dan Orlovsky on ESPN just laying waste to whatever Shane Waldron is trying to think up and putting some blame on Caleb Williams as well.
The show is called NFL Live, but it seemed like NFL Dead in terms of the Chicago Bears offense. When watching that clip, if you haven't seen it, you should go check out about 3 minutes and 49 seconds of you know what I like about Dan Orlovsky? Even though he doesn't always have situational awareness in the end zone as a quarterback, he's pretty good at just laying it out there in layman's term when things look bad. And there was no arguing what he was showing us.
There's no shortage of, I think, especially former player observers talking about the Bears offense and its structure this week. That's what strikes me, is it's not just us talking about it. It's who else is discussing it and why. We talked about it at length with Tim Jenkins yesterday. He was in our 1 o'clock segment yesterday. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app if you use the rewind feature. You can check out the chapters on our show page. But the reason I bring that up is because this bunch concept is actually something that has been discussed. The fact that they'll use it in a game, the Bears offense, and then they'll go away from it. I think that's Shane Waldron's doing. I also just always question from a procedure standpoint what the OC gets out of being on the field and not up in the press box. But when your head coach is in charge of defense more than offense, maybe that's the balance there. I just don't know if it helps from a how you're seeing the field standpoint. And I wonder about that in all of this, too.
It's pretty damning when you are just running the film, like you say, for the layman and pointing out why some of what the Bears are doing just doesn't seem to follow common sense. And I don't know why it just keeps happening here. I don't know. When they vet an offensive coordinator, when they interview everybody, doesn't he go through, here's what I'm going to run, here's why I'm going to run it?
I will say that I was pro Shane Waldron because of what happened in Seattle with Geno Smith, but that is a different head coach that was running the show there, and Pete Carroll is a factor.
And people warned us about Shane Waldron. Jackson Smith and Jigba among them. Basically, enjoy that. Have fun with that. And we asked the question sort of during the break, who's Shane Waldron's agent?
I mean, it's Trace Armstrong.
That's wild.
It's like when you go to the casino and there's pull the slot and Trace, and all the cash comes out.
Yeah.
Except for it's going into...
If when Trace Armstrong was playing for the Bears, if you had told me he was going to end up being the...
Running them,
essentially. The shadow team president.
Well, Trace Armstrong is like Target right now for the Bears. It's like their favorite place. And when you go to Target, you love staying and getting more things than you intended to.
That's a good price on this. I don't know if I need it, but I might need it.
So I might as well grab it. Ask this question. Maybe this is a segment we do tomorrow or Friday, but which would you rather have? Would you rather have an owner who you see and you know making the decisions
when it comes Jerry Jones?
To refusing to interview outside factors? There are multiple Jerrys who could fit into this discussion.
I know your background.
So would you rather have the owner be the one telling you that they don't want to interview a lot of people, or would you rather have a team say that it's an interview process, but really it's still just one guy in the background that you don't talk about as much?
I'd rather have honesty every time. Transparency above everything else. Authenticity above everything else.
It makes us question everything.
Yeah.
It makes us question, did they decide to hire Shane Waldron and then find enough that they liked in his scheme to say, yeah, this will work?
I thought it was going to because of, again, what was on the resume in Seattle. But again, that's a much stronger head coach he was working with.
And also, now that we have this understanding that this is likely a 5-year contract for Matt Eberflus, it wasn't as pressing, maybe. Not to say he didn't want to hire the right guy for the job, but let's go back to that sound. You remember Cliff Kingsbury when it was asked about interviewing for the Bears job? It hits a little different now, doesn't it?
And he just kind of harumphed his way through it.
Yeah, it hits a little different.
Yeah, because he made it sound like he would have never really had a shot or didn't really have a shot. Because Trace Armstrong had already told him to hire Shane Waldron.
He made it sound like something, and I was uncomfortable with it. I really was, because I was like, what is Cliff Kingsbury?
OC job, what was that experience like?
I'm just not going to get into that. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked.
Right?
I'm not going
to. Yeah, but like, what I'm saying is, Cliff Kingsbury, he's a smart guy. You know how I know he's smart? Because he answered that question in a way where he doesn't have to say anything. He also turned down the Raiders offensive coordinator job. We know that person is no longer employed. Luke Getsy.
That's on me.
So things are kind of coming together right now, mid-season, as we're seeing what other teams are doing and what the Bears have done.
And are not doing.
And are not doing. Look, I'm on the record. You know what I've called for. Give up your play calling. Focus on being the team CEO.
And you also said launch Waldron.
I said, yeah, reassign that. But I would even have said, more importantly, was to give it the top thing on my list was give up the play calling. And you have your, if you want to keep Waldron calling plays, that's cool against the Patriots who are bad at football. And you think you can get things back on track? I feel like we've seen this movie before. But my point being, if you're Matt Eberflus, now you're more involved with the offense because you have less duties with the actual calling of the play and maybe the scheming of the defense, getting ready to take on a team when you know you are having real problems tackling opposing players, stopping a running game. Ramondre Stevenson is probably sitting at home today, and he's at the practice facility watching some Bears film. He's like, oh, I might be able to get a lick on these boys.
Let me ask you this. If you're the Patriots, knowing your record and knowing what you've seen out of the Bears the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks if you count the bye, aren't you coming in more confident? The line moved to 5.5 from 7.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that was the latest this morning. So I think that factors in as well. There's a confidence issue there when it comes to not only the money following this, but also think about it from the opponent's standpoint. How excited are they to play this team right now, knowing that they saw a Hail Mary essentially beat them in the next game?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Somehow they were able to win the season opener in Cincinnati. Somehow, some way. And they've lost 6 of 7 since. Their only win was against the Jets, and we all know how we feel about the Jets.
Pretty much talking about this team in the same. It's pretty much the same vibe.
They lost an overtime game to Tennessee the last time out.
17 points should win this game for the Bears.
Are you sure?
It should. I don't know how the Patriots move the ball down the field and score.
I'm still very confident. Sorry,
did you know if Big Bill's playing this week?
I don't.
I'm still very confident in the red zone defense, though. Even with all the injuries, I'm still confident in that.
Okay.
I have questions about the health of people on defense. We'll hopefully get some type of inclination today. Not answers, but inclination.
The good news that I have is I'm not going to have to be... I'm actually have the day off on Sunday because I'm traveling, and I won't have to sit and live tweet everything and or write afterwards, so I will be able to come home and then watch it on the DVR.
Join me, Dan, in my Twitter break. I just take notes, and then I hold them for the entities that pay me.
I'm not taking... I'll still be on Twitter, but I'm just... I'm going to be in the air, I think, during the game, so... I'll be able to watch it faster because it sounds like that would be better.
I enjoy holding my, I've had a break right now and I like it.
Of course you do.
I save my takes for the entities that actually pay me for it.
It's going to add years to your life.
Here's what I'll say.
Let's not go that far.
Here's what I'll say about Sunday's game. If they do get it together because one, the Patriots are really bad, but also some people don't believe they could possibly be that bad 3 weeks in a row offensively. If they do get it together, and we come in here and it's a comfy Monday, and I have a Snuggie on.
Ooh.
Snuggie?
Yeah, what do we need?
She doesn't know about.
Oh, you know about comfy Monday, right?
No, she doesn't know. She's not been.
What's the difference between that and your everyday wardrobe?
Don't give away the bit. I know. I mean, it's not like this is uncomfortable, but... If we reach our thresholds for comfy, using Caleb Williams' word, what do we say? The Bears have to score 40 and win by 15?
Yeah.
Stop laughing, you! And if that happens, I'm wearing a bathrobe and he's wearing a Snuggie.
Yeah, it's time to go to break. No.
They can't move the chains the first drive of the game!
The Patriots are bad. The Patriots are bad.
You guys are going to be in corsets on Mondays by the end of the season.
Hair shirts and corsets. I like it. Girdles.
That said, by the way,
yes?
I'm not going to bring up corsets with Jalen Johnson next week. Okay. Not going to do it. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark. Not the Pac-12 After Dark. But I think Jalen Johnson would get that reference. At Gale Street Inn on November 12th, I'm hosting with Jalen Johnson. I'm very much looking forward to the conversation. It is sponsored by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and AARP. And the younger you are, the more you need AARP.
See, and you stay off Twitter and you will get younger and then you will need it more. That's what happens.
I'm in a phase right now and I don't care. That's it,
really. Good for you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.